very possible you have heard nothing about it, a bill that the president signed into law last week. Even though it's received virtually no media attention, supporters of that bill say that it could save lives of countless unborn children. Here's Phil Fleischman with more.
It was one of 26 bills stacked on President Bush's desk the day he signed it. It's known as the Prenatally and Postnatally Diagnosed Conditions Awareness Act. Kansas Republican Sam Brownback is one of the senators who sponsored the measure.
What the bill is about is to make sure that people have current information about particularly Down syndrome, but not just that, all genetic testing, and that they're given current data about life expectancy, quality of life, which is substantial and substantially improved, particularly for Down syndrome children, and it's an adoption registry nationwide. That if people have a genetic testing in utero, that they not feel like they're trapped and that they can't handle this situation, but rather that they can have the child and put the child up for adoption, and there's a list of people waiting to adopt Down syndrome children.
The Department of Health and Human Services will coordinate the gathering and distribution of the information spelled out in the law. It's information, says pro-life leader Marjorie Dannenfelser, that's been a long time in coming.
One of the problems is there's a dearth of information about how hopeful life is in this day and age for Down syndrome children.
Marjorie is president of the Susan B. Anthony List, a group which worked to get the bill passed in Congress.
This bill is significant. It's a big hope for this country because 80 to 90% of children diagnosed with Down syndrome are aborted. We don't see that many in shopping malls at McDonald's. We just don't see these precious children.
You heard right. 80 to 90% of preborn children diagnosed with Down syndrome are aborted. Senator Sam Brownback says that statistic shocked him and led him to start working with the disability community on drafting the current law.
We have 90% of the Down syndrome children are aborted, and our ability to genetically test children in the womb is increasing yearly, if not a daily basis, for more and more genetic tests. And we're just saying that just because a child is a bit different doesn't mean the child should be aborted.
That very pro-life view got national attention recently with the news that Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin and her husband gave birth to a Downs baby. His name is Trigg. It's the same decision that Melinda Delahoyd made more than 20 years ago when she and her husband gave birth to their son, Will.
Will is not less of a person for us in any way, but our experience has been different. It's been a wonderful and a challenging journey as a parent. It's been a different journey than with our other children. And to just be able to reflect that, it's okay.
That message from the president of the pro-life ministry CareNet is one that Marjorie Dannenfelser hopes the newly passed Awareness Act can help convey. It should do that, she says, by letting parents know that the news is better than it used to be when it comes to raising a Down syndrome child.
Lifespan is dramatically increased these days because of the knowledge of what vital organs are threatened and the treatments that Down syndrome children can undergo. Their lives are incredibly different than they were a decade ago. And most parents don't know that, and they need that information. They don't just need your kids has Downs, these are your options, bring them to term or not. They need a lot more than that. They need, here's what it will be like. And also, another aspect of this bill is a peer-to-peer resource where parents who have Down syndrome children or other diseases are available and willing and excited to talk to parents who are expecting Down syndrome kids, to talk them through day by day rather than the big, scary, big picture. Talk them through day by what life is like, the joys, the difficulties, the public support, the peer support. It's the kind of thing we all need when we're facing difficulty in life.
When that still isn't enough for a couple, Senator Brownback hopes the measure's adoption registry will be.
If you still look and you say, look, this is just too hard for me, I can't handle it, you don't have to abort the child. People want to take the child, and you can put the child up for adoption.
Given the pro-life nature of the legislation, it may come as a surprise to learn that it was a pro-choice Democrat who partnered with Senator Brownback on it.
My lead co-sponsor on it was Ted Kennedy, who the Kennedy family has done a lot for the disability community. And we just said, that's great. I'm glad you're doing all this for the disability community, but right now, a lot of people that would be in the community, maybe for other genetic issues, don't get here. They get aborted. And so let's try to help them get here. And Ted and his and the family was very supportive of that.
And that support is believed to have helped the measure win broad bipartisan support on Capitol Hill. Senator Brownback says the measure also enjoys support among a number of disability groups, but not all of them.
I can tell you for sure that the Down syndrome community and families with Down syndrome children or adults are quite happy about this, that they can start to get this messaging out to people. The amount that a Down syndrome child contributes to a family, because I don't know a family with a Down syndrome child, that child isn't the centerpiece of the family and just adds so much love and centering for the family that child does.
That, says Melinda Delahoyt, is certainly the case with her family and her son, Will.
I know that our son, at 24 years old now, is holding down two jobs, doing very well, swimming on the state Special Olympics swim team. He is an acolyte, works with the altar committee at church and part of the prayer team. I mean, we see a contributing adult in society with a wonderful attitude that affirms people at every opportunity and has been a joy in our family and in our community.
Creating more life stories like this is what Marjorie Dannenfelser hopes will be the hallmark of the Awareness Act.
The idea that each life is valuable, each life is necessary, has a mission, is important. When we are able to make that case successfully about a child that is seen as imperfect in the eyes of the rest of the world, then we have made great gains in the pro-life movement. You know, if a child who can't feed himself very well, isn't intellectually stimulating or capable, can't have a dinner party successfully, if these children are equal in value to anyone else, we've made great gains.
And there is another advantage as well, says Senator Brownback.
This bill is going to save a bunch of lives. This and Sarah Palin and their family's story with Trigg, I think is going to see that we're going to have a lot more people born here that otherwise would have been killed and never gotten here and never graced us with their presence. That's important.
For Primetime America, I'm Phil Fleischman.